regret to inform you that today you hear my voice coming straight from my bunker. That's right. I have been forced into hiding for fears of my safety at the hands of the delivery drivers of this country. Earlier this week, Dom and I stumbled across a conspiracy. A conspiracy the delivery drivers of this land did not want us to know. What we ask of you, please spread this message around to your family, to your friends. Get the word out. As for me, I'm going to hang low here for a while. Try to avoid the watchful eye of the delivery drivers of this land. Unfortunately, I am getting a little hungry, and I would usually order a pizza. In this instance, though, that would be really giving away the location of my secret hideout. Alas, I press on. Let's go back a couple of days and learn how this all started.
Dom, I think it is possible that I might have uncovered
a
food delivery conspiracy. I got a burger and chips delivered to my house tonight.
Okay.
And when the delivery driver, I won't say the company and I won't say any names, but when the driver handed me the bag,
sure,
the paper bag was like a little bit ajar.
Okay, right. I see what's going on. I think I can see the way you're heading here.
I think he snuck a chip.
Okay.
I think on the way to my house,
the
loose chips in the bag had been tampered with.
I've thought this with McDelivery, right? Because how often, if you go and get McDonald's for friends ever, and you're bringing the bag home and it's sitting there on the passenger seat, how often do you sneak some chips?
All the time.
You just do. I mean, that's common
practice.
You'd
be silly not to.
So I thought this when the McDelivery car started coming around.
Well, they're definitely swiping chips.
Oh, 100%.
Where would it end?
Yeah.
Would they take a nugget?
Well.
Would you take a bite of a burger? You can't do that.
You can't do that. That's too obvious. But maybe, I mean, what if you were to open a 10 nugget pack and the back certainly put 11 in?
Oh, you'd be eating that nugget for sure.
Now, I think we've got to tread carefully here.
Mm.
This could be the scandal of the century.
Well, I would like to invite whistleblowers on 131060 to give us a call. If you are a delivery driver or know of a delivery driver, it could be any company, any food. I would like to know, do you help yourself to a little bit of the delivery?
Now,
we can change your name,
yeah,
we can change your location, and we don't have to say the company. You can be completely anonymous. But I want to confirm or deny whether or not this is a thing. Emily, apparently your boyfriend does this all the time. Is that correct?
Yes, all the time. It is so not a conspiracy. And he says all the workers...
It's not a conspiracy. Why did she drop out?
Emily's
line. Who is it that you want for Emily?
Someone's cut Emily's line there. Now, I don't know what's happened, but mid-sentence, she's disappeared.
Yeah, there is someone from Uber Eats at the Telstra Tower right now just cutting as many lines as they can.
Well, we have Natasha on 131060. Hopefully we've got Natasha there. Can you confirm this happens?
Yes, I can definitely confirm that.
So what's your story, Natasha? Is this firsthand or someone you know?
Oh, no, this is me. I used to be a Domino's delivery driver, and every time I went for a delivery, I took toppings off people's pizzas.
Oh, my God.
I took, like, you know, at least one of their chocolate brownies so they didn't know.
Oh, my gosh. Natasha!
I took someone's Cheerios and it fell out when I gave it to them because I didn't close the box up properly.
Oh, this is amazing. No wonder the pizzas look the way they do when they're delivered.
Yeah, everyone
it's
always
not,
says,
it's not
yes.
the fault of the shop. The delivery drivers are taking all the toppings off.
Yeah,
we pretty much all did it.
Like, I've thought for a long time that some pizza places, when the pizza arrives, that they've gone a bit light on the toppings.
Yeah.
I have wrongly blamed the pizza company for years.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
If I was a delivery driver, 100%, I'd be sneaking churros all the time.
Natasha, did you get let go from Domino's or did you leave of your own accord?
Oh, no, I left on my own.
They didn't know until now.
Natasha saw the writing on the wall.
That's it.
She was called into a meeting about some missing churros. And she's been on the run ever since.
We have someone calling with a fake name, Barry, here. Now, what do you have to add to this conversation, Barry?
It's done all the time. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Nana's have the best chips.
Yeah.
It's a daily event.
So hang on. Okay. So you steal so many chips on your delivery route that you know which have the best chips and which are the ones that you can get away with it with?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Macca's is a little bit harder because they double bag theirs.
Yep.
They do leave the straws in the chocolate frappes.
wait, hang on. Barry, you've never had some of someone's drink, have you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, Barry!
No!
Barry!
No!
You can't do that. Okay, what is the most ambitious thing you've ever taken?
Probably the McFlurry.
Okay. All right. Well, that's too much.
Well, I hope you're getting a couple of spoons, Barry, yeah, well, because that's... when I pick up a spoon and it's got a bit of saliva on it next time I've got something delivered,
yeah,
I'm going to be pretty filthy.
We can't underestimate what we've just uncovered.
Yeah.
This is the biggest journalistic break of this show. I mean, we should get a Walkley next year. That's for a first thing on this.
You are getting what I'm estimating between 5% and 10% less than what you've paid for when you get food delivered. Because it sounds like delivery drivers across the country are just helping themselves.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, we are still reeling, Zach, from breaking the biggest scandal of 2018 on the show last night. That apparently food delivery drivers, are swiping a bit of the food they're delivering before it gets to your address. Now, here was we did put the call out whether or not delivery drivers would confess to this. Here's a bit of the response we received.
Yes, all the time. It is so not a conspiracy. I took toppings off people's pizzas. I took, like, you know, at least one of their chocolate brownies so they didn't know.
Oh, my gosh!
You've never had some of someone's drink, have you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, Barry!
No!
Barry!
No!
It turns out, Dom, nothing is off limits.
No.
Once your food is in that delivery car or scooter or push bike I've seen around,
that's it.
It seems like it's theirs for that 10 minutes and they can do whatever they want to it.
You're lucky if you get anything at the end of the day, especially if Barry's your driver, that guy at the end there, because Barry was saying he was eating people's McFlurries, which I honestly think that was a step too far. But this is like, we were chatting earlier today. We have not heard this reported anywhere else before. We think this is an exclusive, Zach.
We're wondering whether the restaurants are aware of it.
Well, that's the next question, because obviously we've heard from the customers, that's us. We've heard from the delivery drivers who have admitted doing it, but we haven't heard from the restaurants yet. That's the next step.
On 131060,
yeah.
Do you run a restaurant or work in a restaurant that offers delivery?
Yeah.
Are you aware that the delivery drivers are stealing food?
Well, yes.
Is this something that you've run into? Is this something that you've had to overcome? Have you had to instill new rules? Have you had to put barriers up? Maybe double bag things so that people can't get into them?
Because this is what I was thinking. I mean, the moment the food leaves the restaurant, the moment you hand it over to the delivery driver or it goes out in the car, you kind of like it's out in the world at that stage. You don't have much control over it anymore.
I feel like the restaurants that are the big chains that have been delivering for a long time, I think they'd be aware of it.
The pros.
I don't know if some of the people who are just signing up to services like Foodora or Uber Eats and they're just independent cafes, they're probably not aware of what's going on.
Yeah, this might explain why they get complaints every night from customers.
Yes. They'd be like, I swear I put bacon on their burger. I don't know what they're talking about, the complaints.
Okay, 131060, Priya on the Gold Coast. Now, you work at a restaurant affiliated with one of the delivery companies. Did you have any awareness of this?
I am so shook. I am so shook. I cannot believe this is a thing.
I know. Do you sell any food that you think would be easily tampered with, you know, like hot chips or something like that, where you can only take one at a time?
No. Well, thankfully, everything we sell is in containers sealed, so that's a good thing.
I think that's what you need to do. I think you need to make sure that everything's sealed, that it can only be eaten with a spoon, maybe.
It
can be obvious that it's opened.
Well, we just did hear Barry going at McFlurries and Frappes. I don't think that'd stop him. I honestly think Barry would go for a container.
You could get
into
a butter chicken, do you think?
I wouldn't put it past him. We have Daniel in Mackay, who is, I believe, a store manager at Domino's. What's your experience with this, Daniel?
Yeah, I've had customers call up, complain that the toppings missing, drinks have been opened, their sides haven't even reached the house.
Yes. I think sides would be a very one that would go missing quite a lot.
Yeah. What do you say, Daniel, when, like, to the delivery drivers when they come back? Do you confront them? Do you give them the benefit of the doubt?
Well, I confront them. Mm. Sometimes I give them the benefit of the doubt, but other times they'll come back like crumbs around their mouth and find it hard.
They didn't even wipe their mouth, Daniel.
Yeah, no. I've like experienced managers as well, like picking toppings off pizzas before they even go out the door.
Yeah. What can you, from a Domino's point of view, from a pizza company point of view, what can you do? Can you put some sort of a lock on the pizza boxes?
Hey, we're going to have to put like padlocks on that you can only like welding.
Yep.
Stuff for.
Yep.
That's not bad.
That's a good idea. You get a little key.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That opens it. You could do some sort of situation, you know, when you go to a hotel.
Yes.
And they might put something over the toilet, like a seal.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And it's like, this has just been cleaned.
To see if it's been broken.
Yeah. Could we put some sort of seal on the pizza box? And so you know whether the box has been opened or not.
Do you reckon that's doable, Daniel?
Oh, probably. Could do like chip contraption, seal it off around the pizzas.
Yeah, that's not bad. All right, well, there's an idea. I mean, that's a potential solution, at least. Nikki is in Melbourne. Nikki, you've got a fair bit of experience with this.
Yeah, so I work for a very small family-owned business. Yeah. So we deal with Uber Eats a lot. And every complaint that we get, it affects the business a lot. So we really try and take it on hand. And we were getting a lot of complaints from customers saying that food was missing from their Uber orders and all that sort of stuff. And I'm the one that runs all of that. So I know exactly what I've put in the bags. And I know that food should be there when it's obviously been taken.
So, for example, Nikki, if someone orders 10 chicken nuggets, let's say, and then they call up you and they're getting, you know, they're a bit angry on the phone saying, I only got 8. Do you immediately know what's happened?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have any ways of combating this, Nikki? Are you trying to wrap them tighter or double bag them?
Well, because with the Uber bags, they're actually paper bags, so we've completely started stapling the top of them.
Okay, right. Yeah, I have noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
I have noticed a lot of those bags stapled.
Yes.
And that must be the reason why.
That would make so much sense.
All the restaurants are trying to combat drivers with sticky fingers.
Well, I got Uber Eats this evening, Zach, here at the radio station, and it had 7 staples at the top of that bag.
It looks like one of those bags that you get at the airport that's wrapped in the Glad wrap, you know, before they put it in the bottom.
Well, I mean, this clearly the restaurants are aware of what's going on here.
There's a battle we didn't even know.
This has been going, I don't know how long it's been going on, but this is being waged at every restaurant and in every delivery car around Australia every night of the week. I don't know.
I don't think they want us talking about it.
What, the delivery drivers?
Yep. I think they're going to be dirty on us.
So
because they're getting free dinner. True. They're getting free dinner every time they work.
Yes.
And they're going to be like, guys, don't tell people about it. We've been getting away with it.
There'd be delivery drivers right now listening to this with a pizza next and probably with a pepperoni in their mouth thinking, shut up. You're ruining it for us. All right, we got a lot more to do in this investigation, Zach. I don't know what the next step is, but we're going to have to put our heads together over the weekend because we got the scandal of the century here.
Guys, we're back in the bunker. Thanks for listening. Please take the message on board and spread it around. In case you're wondering, no, you don't need to be worried about me. I have found some food in the bunker. Some old sultanas that were stashed down the back. So I'm going to be snacking on these. Hopefully I won't be pooping any full grapes. Until next time, stay strong.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.